His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Yesterday morning, there was a fire at Jacob's Pillow campus in Beckett, Massachusetts. Firefighters arrived about 7 in the morning and were still on campus in the afternoon. The fire was contained to the Doris Duke Theater and did not spread to any other buildings on the Jacob's Pillow's ground. That entire theater is a loss. No one was injured in that fire. The Beckett Fire Department was first on the scene, according to Beckett Select Board Vice Chair Michael Lavery. The fire was a 6-alarm fire, and 6 towns, including Monterey, were involved. The fire resulted in the total loss of the building. Once again, busy day yesterday in Region 1 with a couple of different COVID announcements. First of all, at the North Canaan Elementary School, a community member tested positive for COVID-19. Classroom teachers, staff, and students have followed all of the school safety guidelines with regard to social distancing and wearing face masks. However, out of an abundance of caution, all second grade students engaging in distance learning from today through December 1st. Students may return to school for in-person learning Wednesday, December 2nd. The person affected and all close contacts within 6 feet or 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period associated with the case are quarantining and are symptom-free. Those individuals will remain at home in quarantine according to the direction provided by the Torrington Area Health District and Region 1 Medical Advisor. Meanwhile, in Kent, another new report of a notification of COVID-19. This time, 2 Kent Elementary School students in the school came in close contact with a part-time caregiver who tested positive for COVID-19. The affected person is symptom-free and has never been in the school building and has no contact with any staff or students other than 2 aforementioned students. The students will remain at home in quarantine according to the direction provided by the Torrington Area Health District and Region 1 Medical Advisor. There's been no close contact in the school, so there's no need to close any additional classrooms. The case is not related to either one of the most recent notifications that also was received yesterday and today. Charlotte Hungerford Hospital is now not allowing visitors to its emergency room because of COVID-19. The hospital said it updated its policy as an additional safety precaution. Visitors are still allowed for inpatient areas and are required to enter through the main front hospital entrance on Litchfield Street. All individuals with health screened will have their temperature taken. Also closed is the hospital's outpatient blood draw entrance and Turner Co. Annex entrance. Democrats in Dutchess County are seeing the boost they expected as the Dutchess County Board of Election works through absentee ballots submitted. The board, as the end of the day Tuesday, had counted about 75% of the over 30,000 absentee ballots, excluding those not sent in on time or cured as per the state's executive order, according to the Democratic Elections Commissioner. They hope to finish up by Thursday. The results are unofficial. The count had already provided some insight on who's expected to win the races, including which presidential candidates were favored by county voters. Though President Donald Trump held a nearly 2,000-vote lead following in-person voting, a margin that was trimmed after election night when the board discovered there was an error uploading a small portion of its results. President-elect Joe Biden picked up over 17,000 absentee ballots as compared to Trump's 5,600. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney more than doubled his lead on his report. Republican challenge. The Democratic incumbent picked up 7,700 votes to Farley's 2,551. And Representative Antonio Delgado also declared a re-election victory in the 19th congressional district race, and he too has seen his margin jump on Republican challenger through absentee ballots in Dutchess. The answer, boys will be boys. A Monterey man facing explosive charges says officials have overreacted. He said, boys will be boys. He was simply loading those devices for fun, using them to celebrate 4th of July. Gregory Murphy, 60, told the Berkshire Eagle the devices were to be used as fireworks, not weapons, and only for the men's personal enjoyment. There's nothing to be concerned about, Murphy said. Quote, authorities have blown everything out of proportion, end quote. He was summoned to Southern District Court October 27th after a concerned neighbor who saw what looked like dynamite tipped off police the previous week. The Claverick Free Library Holiday Extravaganza will run November 18th and 20th from 2 to 6, November 21st from 11 to 2 in the community room at the Claverick Free Library. In Cornwall, the Board of Education has a Zoom meeting that is set for 4:15. In Salisbury at 5:30, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission meets at 5:30, and the track meets at the new transfer station at 6:30. The Dover Town Board has a special meeting coming up at Duncan Hill Road in Dover Plains, New York. Also, the Region 1 ABC Committee will be meeting at 7 p.m. at the central office. Coming up in Salisbury, the Salisbury Economic Development Committee will meet at 6 p.m. On the 19th in Cornwall, Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Also on November 19th at 7 p.m. in Ankrum at Ankrum Town Hall, the town board will have their meeting at 7 p.m. The ZBA meeting on November 19th will be held at the Library Annex, the Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals. That will take place at 7:30. The Wasaic Fire Company and Auxiliary sponsoring a Baked Ham dinner takeout only drive-through pickup style on Friday the 20th at the Wasaic Firehouse, 4 to 6 p.m. Tickets are $15 each. Pre-order tickets at 845-789-1059. A Cornwall town meeting is set for November 20th to receive the town report and vote on the five-year capital plan at 7 p.m. at the Cornwall Consolidated School, 5 Cream Hill Road. On the 21st in Cornwall, Robert Andrew Parker art on display at the library at 5 p.m. Cornwall's Geology with Hugh Cheney via Zoom. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 167.09 to 29,783.35. The NASDAQ down 24.79 to 11,899.34. And the S&P 500 down 17.38 to 3609.53. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.